This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
November 5th, 2000, at 18, and I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are less than 20 hours out from the polls opening tomorrow on the East Coast. And we're going to have live coverage right through to the middle of the night. There's a good chance we won't know who the winners are until 1 or 2 in the morning, and it could even go longer than that because there are reports coming in that we're going to be looking at here coming up, that there are some runoff elections coming up, that if the margin is basically a dead heat, then it may be a few months with these runoff elections coming until we find out exactly who the winner is going to be. But I'll tell you this. We've come from nowhere exposing the entire globalist system. And people would talk about the New World Order 30 years ago, 20 years ago. People looked at you like you were a space alien. This corporate media had preconditioned everybody that it didn't exist. But now that people understand that this is all real, and world government's real, and that it's unelected, you've got prominent people all over the planet saying this is wrong. And so I know I keep going back to that same point. You know what I hate about this show is looking at myself. I can't do it anymore. I'm going to have to go off air. It's me. I cannot look at myself. I hate it. I'm not a narcissist. And it's just, I used to love radio because I could sit there and really think and go over and get in my thought process. And I wonder, why do I, I'm so happy, and then I get here and I'm so upset every day. I'm just so upset. That's because I'm just looking at myself and all these cameras. We've got to figure out a way to, like, just put articles up most of the time or video up of something else, because I'm having to direct my own show and I'm looking at myself in here, and it's just driving me wild in a bad way. And it's just not tenable. I'm going to have to change the way the show works, because I don't like looking at myself before, but I really don't now. You know what I mean? And then I got to look at Hillary, and I got to look at Michael Moore while I'm in here, and they got to be beaten. They got to be stopped. But at the same time, whoo, Katie bar the door, just, you know, Calgon, take me away, man. Good God. I mean, there's just so, you know, here it is. It's the frustration that this should all just be so easy. We shouldn't let unelected, yeah, let's look at him for now, that we shouldn't let unelected megabanks run our lives and create all this division and control us. And then it's so obvious that they've created these universities, these America-hating institutions, to breed and create these giant nests of total morons. And then now we've got a large portion of the population that's been turned into these spoiled, rotten, leftist authoritarians. And they believe Hillary was supposed to be when they took over and finally got all their free goodies. And that didn't happen. So they're now on a giant conniption fit, trying to stop the recovery, because they don't want a recovery. They want to control every aspect of our lives and run us in the ground so they can dictate societal controls on us, because that's what these control freaks crave more than anything on the planet. I kind of like that. That's what hosts the show. He doesn't mind cameras being on him. He doesn't see anything. That's the new system. I'm serious. Large portions of the show will now be a Spartan bronze figure. That's it. We're going back to radio. I launched all this to dominate YouTube and stuff, but my God, there's only so much of my ugly fat face I can look at. It's election day, ladies and gentlemen, in 20 hours. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're 20 hours out. And President Trump says, as soon as the midterms are over, whether they retain the House and Senate or not, he's looking very strongly at antitrust action against Amazon and big tech. Here he is being interviewed by Axios.
Talk about what's been happening on social media. A lot of people questioning whether or not these companies are getting too big, too fast, your Facebooks, your Amazons. Yep. Have you put thought into how Amazon and Facebook specifically should be regulated?
You look at the European Union, they fined, I guess it was Google, billions of dollars. And frankly, I don't like that they're doing that because that's an American company. I don't think it's good that they're doing that. But if anybody does that, that should be us doing it. That shouldn't be the European Union.
Do you think you regulate in the first term?
You know, you get into the whole thing with freedom of speech and what do you think? And
but what about monopoly? What about saying that well, Justice Department you know, look into
I have so many people saying that, but it's certainly something that we have looked at.
Would you ever break them up?
They were talking about this years ago. You know, they were actually talking about this same subject, monopoly, years ago, long before I was in office.
Do you think you'll be the man to do it?
In fact, a lot of people thought it was going to happen, and then I guess a previous administration stopped it from happening.
But you're in charge now.
I'm in charge. I am definitely in charge, and we are certainly looking at it.
This is antitrust.
Antitrust, yes.
Right. For Amazon.
For all three.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. We are into the second hour of live coverage. We'll be here until midnight tonight, and then kicking off at 8 a.m. tomorrow, right through until as late as we have to go, until this election is called, this critical election, or until they tell us that a couple of runoff elections for the House coming up in the next few months may put who is actually in charge into question for several months. So there may be a cliffhanger to the cliffhanger. Now, I have a bunch of big guests coming on. We already had Ted Nugent on, Roger Stone's in studio, like he was 2 years ago on Election Day. Brandon Darby, head of Breitbart, Texas, talk about the caravan and Beto and the illegal aliens. He's joining us. Millie Weaver from the campaign trail, Cheryl Salente, and then a whole big list of people on the War Room at 3 o'clock with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone right through to midnight. And later, I'll give you a list of those folks. In fact, I'll do you one better like we do in past elections. I'll post on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com the list of the special programming and who's coming on. We just got that done yesterday, and we're adding more guests and more special information as that all unfolds. But first, let me just, in the rest of this segment, and then into the next segment some, let me go to election night as it becomes clear that Trump is going to win, but Hillary wouldn't concede for several hours, And then once she finally conceded what I said, because Roger's like, you don't look too excited. And the New York Times took this to mean that I was upset that Hillary was getting in because my ratings would go down, which is true. If you're a conservative or libertarian broadcaster and Republicans tend to get in, your ratings go down. I don't care about that. In fact, a lot of Republicans I don't like. I knew Hillary was coming after me. I started Hillary for president. Lock her up. Our audience did. I flew airplanes over her campaign events, you know, saying Hillary for president. Infowars.com. She called me the dark heart, and she's come after me since then with threats and lawsuits and all sorts of dirty tricks. So that's pure bull. I want what's right and good for the country and the world, regardless of what it does for me. But only looking at would I have more audience if Hillary got in? Maybe. But that doesn't matter because I wouldn't even have a show if she got in. This is now life and death. This is now existential, ladies and gentlemen. So here are some of those key predictions, because after I'm done giving you those predictions from 2 years ago, I'm going to make more here today. Here it is.
Donald Trump. And we look at the electoral map at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and DrudgeReport.com, and it appears that unless they claim every other state that hasn't been announced yet, 4 or 5 to him, which is BS, he will be the 45th president of the United States. And tomorrow, Roger Stone will be here, if there is this big victory, to break down. Because we can't sit on our laurels. They're going to counter-offensive. The empire is going to strike back. But I got to shake your hand. What a strong showing, regardless. I saw him claiming he was going to lose all the media and got disheartened because I knew the polls showed him winning. But I guess that was just their con game. And I got to be honest, I guess I started smoking the dope, the propaganda. I didn't say he was going to lose. And we're not out of the woods yet, but Rogerstown, there's a lot of celebration happening here and all over the world. You just talked to Trump Tower. The victory speech is being prepared. It's not yet. Give us the big, big, I don't know.
The folks in the Trump campaign are now satisfied that they have seen the enough numbers from the outstanding states to declare victory. The croppers tonight, the real surprise is Wisconsin, Michigan, never considered to be in the Trump orbit until late when Steve Bannon made a strategic decision, seeing rising poll numbers in those states, to make a major play for both states, going after white, blue-collar, Catholic Democrats who are patriots, who are sick of these trade deals that have destroyed this country's job market. That will be the hidden story of tonight, trade. And those union members, I think, are the ones who will, in the end, put Donald Trump over the top.
So it's Reagan Democrats that now realize globalism is an F job.
Exactly. It is the Bernie supporters in the end. These are the folks who supported Bernie.
You said, be nice to them because they're going to steal it from him, and we need them to understand. You were right. This will be a day long remembered if this happens. This will be, in the words of The Economist, in the words of The Washington Post, in the words of The Financial Times and every other CFR publication, if Hillary fell after Brexit and Russia pulling out, this will be a devastating event to their operations.
Flawless victory.
All right, pause right there. Let's stop right there and back up a few seconds, because here's the key. I then go into how it's going to devastate them and how they're going to strike back. And that's what's really important. But understand, everywhere globalism is falling, from Europe to Latin America to Asia, because people now understand the scam. And that's why even if they win this midterm, it's because they threw everything they had from all over the world ridiculously at it, and they're still going against a trend of a global awakening and global realignment. That's what's so critical here. So I don't want you to get demoralized if they win tomorrow. I don't think they are. All real indicators say the opposite, but again, there's election theft. There's crime. This level of censorship. The fact that they would do all this criminal stuff this nakedly, as Trump just talked about earlier, with the censorship, that's illegal, folks. That's over the top. Shows they'll do anything. Let's finish up a little bit more before we come back from break.
It is my high honor.
Here we go.
And distinct privilege to introduce to you the president-elect of the United States.
Is this Valhalla? Is this the best moment in your political life?
It's amazing.
By him. It's a New York Times claimed that was
a historic moment. We can now project the winner of the presidential race. CNN projects Donald Trump. He's walking up right now. You see him right there. He's going to be speaking momentarily. He's got his voice there.
Love all you.
History has been made. Jake, this is a moment.
These bankers
want
to keep us poor.
Remember.
Be tax exempt while they F us.
In the history of this
get ready. You're about to get F right back.
Who has never held
an Islamist
job in government.
Here come Chris Muscles.
Bud Buckley, this is the good stuff.
All right, pause real quick. We'll back it up from the break point, come back. But understand, you're about to see the economy come back. ISIS, you're about to die. Notice it all happened. And that's with Trump with limited control. But as the night goes on, for another hour or so, Roger Stone says, what's wrong? And I said, well, I can feel the eye of Sauron just went from looking at me a little bit of the time to swung around right on me. And I'm like, huh? I mean, I could feel the rage. I could feel the enemy preparing. I could feel that big red eye swinging around in my direction. And that searing will destroy me. Now, I rose to the challenge. But 2 years later, I've been through a meat grinder.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Luminesse. Luminesse takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Luminesse twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Luminesse for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne, That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, less than 20 hours out from the polls opening on the East Coast. We're going live until midnight tonight at Infowars.com/show. And the last couple elections, boy, we have millions of extra viewers that end up tuning into our streams at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com because you send out the link and say, hey, there's live coverage going on right now at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com of uncensored real analysis of the Democrats trying to steal it in live time, election meddling, and more. If you want to know what's really going on from every angle in the big picture, tune in to NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com and email out to folks the pages that we post that say watch live on them so that you can share that information with folks. Let's go back to 2 years ago, 2 years ago tomorrow night, where we see the victory of President Trump, but then my prediction that the empire would strike back.
Flawless victory.
It is my high honor.
Here we go.
And distinct privilege to introduce to you the President-elect of the United States.
Is this Valhalla? Is this the best moment in your political life?
It's amazing.
It's
right now, a historic moment. We can now project the winner of the presidential race. CNN projects Donald Trump. He's walking up right now.
Thank you.
See him right there. He's going to be speaking momentarily. He's got
love
his
you
wife
guys.
There.
Love
history
all you.
Has been
what
made. Jake, this is a moment.
These bankers want to keep us poor. The tax exempt. Well, they effed us.
In the history of this
get ready. You're about to get effed right back.
Who has never held
an Islamist
job in government.
Here come cruise missiles.
Bud Buckley, this is the good stuff.
To Pennsylvania Avenue. I think it's a moment that a lot of people...
Uma's getting moved out of Pennsylvania Avenue.
Whatever happened, but...
I think Uma's going to jail.
A decisive win.
No more spirit vendors?
I hear that she and her husband are both plea bargaining.
Win was so over.
Let's get ready. Here goes Trump.
He's there with...
Turn it up. Donald J. Trump.
He's going up to the microphone.
I've been talking for like 30 hours.
I assume he'll
mention so that's what I'm telling Toad.
He's getting ready. He charges into a goblin's nest.
This is amazing.
As long as he doesn't...
President-elect of the United
States. As long as he doesn't kiss a goblin, goblins vomit. Catch him in bed with a goblin.
If your name is Donald
I don't
J.
think
Trump,
there's any danger to that.
No, he defeated Trump. The goblins. He did it.
We'll
here you go again.
Right now. Think about... And what the new Trump-led world here in Washington...
Wonder what Mr. Maddow is going to be saying tomorrow. I'll take some more of that.
I heard that she was... I heard that she was a little depressed tonight.
Oh, you heard that. She won't be able to make people poor and screw people over and, like, F blacks over anymore? Oh, sorry, there's big tax cuts coming to the communities.
Thank you.
And lowest black unemployment ever. Like we said,
Yorktown defeating the Benchos.
It's pretty amazing.
Could you believe this is happening? Why do I have a bad feeling earlier today? This is so good. Let's turn up Trump.
Thank you very much.
Let's hear him. The president elect 45. Yeah.
I just received a call
from Secretary Clinton.
What's that even about?
She congratulated us. It's about us. On our victory, I pledge to every citizen of our land that I will be president for all Americans. And this is so important to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump's our new president. This is awesome.
Those who have chosen not to support me in the past, of which there were a few people, I'm reaching out to you for your guidance and your help so that we can work together and unify our great country.
Interesting. They're not going to back off, everyone.
We're
not looking for trouble, but you want to fight, you got it.
But rather, working together, we will begin the urgent task of rebuilding our nation and renewing the American
dream. Can you imagine crapping their pants right now?
I've spent my entire life in business looking at the untapped potential in projects and in people.
They're so upset right now.
That is now what I want to do for our country. Tremendous potential. I've gotten to know our country so well. Tremendous potential. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Every single American will have the opportunity to realize his or her fullest potential.
Wow.
The forgotten men and women.
This is so good right now. We got the crew in here. Delusion only happened. Let's hear Trump. What's going on here?
We will double our growth. The strongest again.
Yeah. I mean, look, the thing is, the good people time, never realize we have the power over some. We have to rediscover that.
Get along with us.
Listen, they're going to counterstrike. I'm not overconfident. I'm not underconfident. Roger, they're going to pull
and
some
dream
stuff.
Big, they, bold,
Obama's in for 2 months. We've got November, December, January until the 18th. What do we do? They're going to
beautiful
the pardons. I've been predicting this year.
All right, pause again.
Over a year.
Then I go on to talk about how they're going to try to keep him from being seated as president, which they did. And then I went into how they were going to come after all of us that were supporting Trump. And that's why he had to go on the offense against them. But he had to get the economy going first. Now I predict, and I've been saying this, that as soon as these midterms are over, whether he wins back the House and Senate or not, whether we do, Trump's going on the offense against the censors, the globalists. And he has now announced that. In a very, 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 very big way. So we're going to come back, and I'm going to air a little bit more of this right from where we left off. And then Roger Stone's going to be in studio with us, and we have a bunch of other big guests today. Please do not forget that we are listener and viewer supported. The globalists are trying to shut us down. As we speak, I have the Washington Post calling up, gloating over how they're going to write another article trying to shut InfoWars down. And then how they then send the order out to the attack dogs. It's in like clockwork, they come for us. So your financial support is absolutely critical to stand against these people. We've been able to do it so far thanks to you, and I'm thanking you. But we're having the biggest sale ever on targeted items. We just had the biggest general sale ever. This is the biggest on targeted items. The InfoWars 67% off blowout sale. We're launching a blowout sale to help you save big on new and old fan favorites. Take advantage of these incredible sales now during our 67% off blowout sale on Colloidal Silver Bullet. Amazing price. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality. Available now, 57% off. All of it has free shipping, I should add. Those are great items. They're best sellers, but they're very expensive and hard to source and hard to get. Cold-pressed herbs for libido, stamina, energy. It's the last run of those. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off with free shipping. That's a great deal. Survival Shield X3, now available, 50% off with free shipping. It's way better than the original X2, which was incredible. Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems, 127 or 49% off with free shipping. Everybody should be filtering their water for you and your children. If you're not, you're crazy. You really should get the Alexa Pure Water Filtration, now available, the lowest price anywhere in the world, at InfoWarsStore.com, 49% off, plus free shipping worldwide. Don't miss out on the chance to save big while keeping up with the InfoWars midterm election coverage at InfoWarsStore.com. Coming up, the conclusion of my predictions and then the new predictions. Stay with us.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
That's where they were moved.
Community, that while we will
always... So he should bully pulpit and try to block that.
We will deal fairly with...
Because here's the deal. If they wanted to leave and quit, I'd do that. They're not going to back off.
as
a bunch of arrogant.
We will see.
Yes, but they've gotten a real taste of defeat tonight.
Partnership, not conflict.
Hey, look, and now, how big? You've been in the career.
This moment,
nine administrations, in four of them. Is this the biggest thing ever?
Without any question, look, I thought Reagan's election was the greatest political high you could have. This is 10 times better.
I want to thank my parents, who I know are looking down on me.
The public only knew how good it was. That's why they're so scared. Jesus. God, no wonder they're freaking out. They've got our phones tapped, everything. They're hearing the conversations behind the scenes.
So they know,
watching Donald
so
Trump.
So they know what we really think
of
them. We
hear articles every day. They're in their pants. We just want to cut taxes and make everybody rich. Everybody get along with each other. They are so pissed right now. All these old bankers.
Very shy, actually.
Crank Trump here. I think
Where is Robert?
My brother Robert.
Yeah, Trump's great. And none of this is perfect. The point is, he's not out to get us. This is a major victory. This is going to shake the world.
And admirals that
we should talk about how they're going to counterstrike. Well, they're going to be a counterstrike.
People, and it's really an honor. We have 22.
We have all day tomorrow to talk about
Medal of Honor recipients
tonight. I just want to celebrate
people.
I agree.
A very special person who believes, and I
this
can.
Is surreal.
Thank
this victory is truly
and
disgustingly
I can only
good.
Say that while the campaign is over, our work on this movement is now really just beginning.
That's right. The battle starts now. We have to deliver tax cuts, industry jobs, not wars.
And we're going to
tell me, Roger, he's not going to start a war, right?
I don't think they'll start a war.
Please, God.
President, you'll be so proud. Again, it's my honor. It was an amazing evening. It's been an amazing two-year period. And I love this country.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I mean, this is awesome. Now is the delivery. Because with Hillary, she's out to get us. We know that. But what does Hillary do with all her crimes? I kind of like saying, hey, we'll leave you alone. Go away. I get that like abstention. I'm going to be honest. It's like everything I've ever done, you two, it's like we're winning. It's just, they say America isn't special, but it is. It's like if you believe in her and you stand for her, in the end, you get everything. And that's what made America so special. That's why they hate this country. And Trump, I don't know Trump like you do, but it seems like he dialed into the spirit of our age. And he knows it's behind him. He seems to have the confidence to know it can't be stopped. Can you just spend a few minutes elaborating on that, Roger Stone?
Look, I think that we're at a historic moment where the country's in desperate trouble. Alex, we needed a leader, somebody with courage, somebody with balls, somebody who didn't buy into the globalist agenda, who is a nationalist.
Who wasn't out to get us?
Who believes in American power, American sovereignty, American exceptionalism. The time and the events have come together at a perfect precipice for a new American revolution. I'm just proud.
This makes you believe in God, doesn't it? It's so. I look at everything I've done over 21 years on air, 22 years. It all was building. Everything I did was just a launch point. It was all. It's crazy. And people that don't know God don't know that. Everything was this. And I realize what's coming next. It's crazy.
It is a great time to be alive, but the fight is just beginning. Now we've determined who will be our leader. The globalists aren't going to go down easy. You know that they still have tricks up their sleeve and enormous.
No, just because we got a knight
power.
On the horse in the armor with a sword or with a joust. Exactly.
We are about to do battle for the Lord. And we're going to take back our country. It's an exciting night.
What are the big epic talks? Because everything the system did, every power they had, has been brought low and has failed. Not that we're so pure, that they're so defiled. They're so low is why we're gods compared to them. And as they discover this endless cycle of how they attain power, they take us over. They think they're God. They become arrogant. They fall. They are experiencing now that which we've always experienced and knew was there. How do they strike back to the 21st century? In closing, we'll end this live transmission. We've got crew coming in. They're going to cover it, Owen Schroyer and others. But I'm so glad you were here. Are you glad you came to InfoWars for this historic announcement? Donald Trump, 45th president of the United States.
I'm just glad I had the opportunity to share this moment with 26 million of my closest friends. I'm delighted to be here. It's a great night. I'm punch drunk. I need some sleep. But we'll be back here tomorrow and talk about the challenges ahead.
So we're not totally dominating, but we're winning. This is a repudiation of the establishment.
In spades. It's a new American revolution. We're starting over again. And the sky's the limit. When you have a leader with the kind of confidence and the kind of ability and the kind of independence that Trump has.
Spirit.
Anything is possible.
Has the info war, Roger, in closing, not delivered in the Trumpian revolution?
This is the tip of the spear, as you said it. This is resistance central.
In the whole pantheon, in the constellation of the resistance to the globalists, is InfoWars not the critical spirit that resonated with Trump and gave us the victory?
I think it gave us our shock troops. I think it gave us the army of people who went into these primaries, who worked their fingers to the bone, who delivered these victories. Trump said it again tonight. This isn't about him. It's about you, the people. I think back on the Reagan campaign and think how much easier it would have been if there had been an InfoWars at that time. This is the new American Revolution. This is where communications among
people. All right, that is 1 year and 364 days ago, and the enemy was watching. They made a documentary, Get Me Roger Stone. A large part of it was that night. Hillary and others were watching. They heard you say, if we had InfoWars, winning for Reagan would have been easier. Well, now they've tried to take InfoWars and tens of thousands of other sites away. But the good news is Trump was trying to restart the economy and prove he could do that. Whether we win this midterm or not, Roger, he's now announced to Axios and others he's going after big tech for antitrust and for violating free speech and the Federal Election Commission violations. And this incredible corruption we've seen, that's the big issue. The Democrats didn't have any real proof of Russian collusion or Republicans engaged in fraud. But we really do have them. They've been so reckless the last 2 years that even if we win, we must go on the offense because they've involved themselves in such criminal activity. It's our duty, not just our right. We talked a lot about this weekend. We're going to go to break in about a minute and a half. But, Roger, we'll talk about your prediction for the election when we come back. Again, former head of the Trump campaign, been involved since the Nixon days in campaigns, and were instrumental with Reagan and others. Gut level, though, do you think Trump's going to go after him? He better.
Well, the real question, Alex, is why didn't he do it ahead of this election? I mean, if we lose the House tomorrow, it will be because of a flood of illegal votes and that censorship, which shifted the control of the political narrative back to the mainstream media. Those would be the two factors. So he said the right things, but he has not done the right things. As I told you yesterday, my guess is he said to Rod Rosenstein, the de facto attorney general, Rod, take care of this internet thing, will you? And Rod said, yes, boss, I'll do it right away. And they've done nothing. And I think it is potentially going to cost Republicans very badly on Tuesday.
You're foreshadowing there that you think, tell people what you privately told me. Let's just do it when we come back.
All right.
And I hope you're wrong, and I think you probably are wrong, except the fraud is so overwhelming. But we'll talk about it with Roger Stone. We have huge breaking news straight ahead. We'll have that video for you coming up, too, of the president saying he's going after the big tech companies and so much more. We'll be live till midnight tonight, and then tomorrow we'll be live for over 24 hours. That's why at 3 a.m. we sounded like toads in that video. It was not the champagne.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with life-change tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my life's feeling really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The midterms, man, you would think our country is Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala, they're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
Supporting the president. You ain't supporting
Muslims. You would think everybody in the country is just like, to the bunker.
Well, Roger Stone's here in studio, and he was here 2 years ago, and he was predicting a Trump victory, so was I. I see a lot of indicators in the polls and things that are always skewed, that the polls are closer than they were 2 years ago, and I see massive turnout by Republicans. But also see massive turnout by Democrats, and I'm still hoping for a victory tomorrow. But bottom line, we talked this weekend, less than 20 hours out from the polls opening on the East Coast, we've got to challenge the fraud and challenge the elections that they steal because they've already been involved in election meddling. The Chinese have been involved. The EU's been involved. As you said to me this weekend, as we talked about this, and we've allowed this massive un-American censorship. So let's give people, because I respect you, I'm not saying you're 100% right, but let's give people the bad news.
Well, Alex, my concern here is this. If we had an honest election without fraud and without internet censorship, which has returned the mainstream media's power to control the political narrative, I think the Republicans would win. Even as we speak, I fear that we're being robbed blind. I hope I'm wrong, but let's take my home state of Florida, where you have a very close governor's race, a very close U.S. Senate race. Any person can register online and then show up and vote. How do we know that that person is who they say they are? How do we know that that person is a United States citizen eligible to vote? We don't. We are being flooded, I fear, across the country by illegal voters. So it's not a lack of confidence in Republican turnout. We're going to get our vote out. I think the president's done a great job on the stump, energizing his supporters, framing the election, something I called for him to do here on InfoWars week after week. You can't credit him for lack of effort. He has busted his tail to energize his base and then some. But I don't know if we're going to get an honest count. That's my concern.
And for me, whether we win or lose, if we don't go after the Democrats, they've set the precedent for draconian censorship, for outside money, for Beto, getting all the $100+ million and spending a bunch of it to fund caravans. And the Democrats openly saying now they're the anti-American party. I mean, we've got to have decisive victories in the future against these people. We're dealing with cancer.
That can only happen if the president takes control of his Justice Department. As I told you this weekend, and I really firmly believe this, the president completely understands the issue of internet censorship. He knows that InfoWars and dozens of other conservatives, libertarians, Republicans are being censored. So he calls in his acting de facto attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, and he says, Rod, take care of this internet thing, will you, sir? Will you please? And Rosenstein says, yes, sir, I'll get right on it. And then nothing happens because Rosenstein is part of the deep state. So the president's heart is in the right place, but he does not control his Justice Department, and they have done nothing, nothing about voter fraud in this election.
And that's only green-lighted even more insane behavior by the Democrats, and it just gets crazier and crazier. What do you make of this Rasmussen poll on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com? Shock Rasmussen poll puts Republicans 1 point ahead in race for Congress. Survey contradicts every other poll showing Dems likely to take the House. A shock new Rasmussen poll released on the eve of tomorrow's election puts Republicans on point to be 1 point ahead in the race for Congress as an index of all the races. I mean, we saw 10, 15, 20 points being oversampled for Democrats last time. That was one reason I thought Trump was going to win. Plus, I saw the energy and what was happening in the areas of the Democrats. So even though they've gotten a lot of people to vote in the names of dead people and there's massive fraud and a lot of illegal aliens voting, they've busted them all over the country doing it. Despite that, I think this Democrat seawall of fraud, this blue wall, is not going to block the red wave. I just have a gut-level feeling that it's going to be very, very close, down to the wire, that everybody drags out their aunts and uncles and grandma and grandpa and your sons and daughters to vote, especially in battleground states, that we're going to be able to win this. You're right, though. Things like the hurricane destroying the most conservative area of the panhandle, where there's just nowhere to even vote, that is kind of poison lining for the Democrats to help them win.
Yeah, that's an act of nature that nobody could prevent, but it could cost us the governorship and a U.S. Senate seat. Rasmussen has an eerie record for accuracy. I'm uncertain of their methodology, but you can't argue with results. I certainly hope that he is right. I do think we've come a long way from behind. In other words, I do think pre-Kavanaugh, we were heading for a drubbing. Kavanaugh, I think, galvanized the president's base, and people saw the lawlessness of the Democrats. They saw them actively promoting violence, and they didn't like it. And they saw the attempted lynching of Judge Kavanaugh, and they didn't like it.
And now the media, the control media, just totally cut it off once we didn't buy it. Three of the five accusers have said they totally made it up, but they said, when you read their quotes, it's like, don't indict me. It was just a political tactic to ruin a man's life, his wife, his children, and then there's no Democrat apology. We need a collective apology from the Democrats on this right now. We need Trump to call for it.
Well, if you want to see what's going to happen if the Democrats take the House, look at the Kavanaugh example. This was the dress rehearsal for the takedown of Donald Trump. This was their dry run. You're going to see a duplicate. If the Democrats take the House, Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and other vermin like that will move articles of impeachment against the president. Since they have nothing on Russian collusion, nothing at all, they're going to recycle the 19 women who made false accusations against our president during the 2016 campaign. They will have no more evidence than the accusers of Kavanaugh, but we're going to be told they must be believed because they're survivors. This is coming as sure as night comes after day, if we lose the House.
You predicted a year ago that the way they were setting it up to come after you last, and I guess my name's in the hopper too, that they're planning to hang everything on you. That's now admitted with no evidence, absolutely ridiculous, that they're planning to hang the entire Russia fable, the fiasco, on you. And they're saying all over the news, is there any truth to it, because they lie so much, Politico, New York Times, Washington Post, that right after the election that Mueller's going to the barrels, whatever that means.
What they're saying is it's Stone's time in the barrel. Look, there's a lot of fiction and disinformation out there. Newsweek, the New York Times, and others. The truth is, there is no evidence whatsoever that I had communication with Assange. There's no evidence that I received anything, including allegedly hacked emails from him or the Russians or WikiLeaks or Guccifer or Jerry Corsi or Santa Claus. It's a false. It's a canard, a fairy tale. So will they try to hook up some phony charge against me? Yeah, because I was effective in helping elect our president, because the left hates me because of it. I wasn't hyping the WikiLeaks disclosures to aggrandize myself, Alex. I was hyping them so that the voters and the media would pay attention to the news.
Well, that's what was our whole strategy. We set it on air. We hyped it all up. Everybody did.
But the point is, I acted on the basis of a tip. The tipster now denies that he gave me that tip. He has perjured himself. Mr. Mueller is well aware of the fact that there's an exculpatory witness that they have interviewed who confirmed that Randy Credico, the progressive radio host, told me that this was coming, told me that it was big.
I don't want to get sucked into this, but you told me it's a talk show host in New York. He's going to England. I hope he gets a meeting and finds out what's in it. But WikiLeaks has said that it's going to really embarrass Clinton and Podesta, because Assange had said that on TV.
Well,
I was constantly trying to find out what was in there.
I could never find out the substance or the source. I didn't know either. All I was told by my source, beginning in early July, and then with greater specificity afterwards, that it was big, devastating, a bombshell, was going to take down.
And it certainly was. And then when he didn't release it when he was supposed to, Assange, we got mad at him.
That's true. But here's the small print. When he did not release it on October 2nd, he said, according to Politico, that there would be weekly releases for the next 10 weeks, and that all of the U.S. election-related material would be released in the weeks before the election. The Washington Post reported that as, quote, Assange made vague predictions about future releases. So nothing I told
all right,
you
all right,
in
stay
an email
there.
Wasn't public.
Ride shotgun with me, but let's do five more minutes on who you blame in the Republican Party if we lose this, because it's not about blame. It's about seeing where they failed and let the Democrats engage in fraud.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day.